given the complexity of concealed carry across state lines around the country, it's trying to simplify it and put it into a little more straightforward understanding as opposed to always being questioning whether you're legal or not and whether you're going to go to jail and be charged with a felony. Mark is putting it forward. It's in committee. It hasn't come out of committee. The Nevada State Central Committee's legislative group forwarded this to us and wanted us to kind of turn around a quick review and decision whether we approve it so that they can send it to Mark and let him know. I believe out of the 17 counties, 13 of them have approved it, and we as the executive board approved it, but we need to ratify it in the membership here today. Any questions on the resolution? Yes, Tom.
I haven't read it, so by reciprocity, does that mean all states, if you're approved in one state, for the other state?
Correct. And I believe it's also trying to establish some minimum qualifications, because that's one of the arguments, is some states say, well, we got lots of qualifications, and others just shall issue, and they're trying to come up with a reasonable compromise in between, without making it onerous. That's Mark has promised them.
Would that allow you to conceal carry on private property if they didn't belong to it?
No, it would not. So a property owner still has the ability to designate that their property would not be open to concealed carry or open carry.
Yes. So to change the requirements that are currently for our state in order to carry?
Nothing's changed yet, but it could. But Mark has said that he does not want it to add more onerous restrictions on Nevada carry.
Here you go.
Sign in with
the clip. So just a quick follow-up then. Is
yes, sir.
You were elected chair.
Yes, Frank.
Is there a grandfather clause for those who already have permits?
I think that's still to be heard. But the main thing is that it would very much simplify California. That of course is a very sticky one because California are switching jail right away.
If it's all right, maybe I can read just the relevant there. I think. So there are two paragraphs that I think are the most relevant, and if it's all right, I'll just read those because they're fairly short. The last whereas says, whereas the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 was introduced in the House of Representatives January 3rd to codify the right of law-abiding citizens to carry firearms concealed and travel freely between states without worrying about conflicting state codes or onerous civil suits, now therefore be it resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee commends Congressman Mark Amaday for co-sponsoring this legislation and offers our unqualified and most robust support for this legislation and Congressman Mark Amaday's efforts to effect swift passage of this legislation into law. And then there's one more resolved that we direct the Secretary to ensure distribution of this resolution and make sure that everyone knows that we're in support. That's in essence what it is.
Yes, Russell.
Does the state, control out of the state's hands and put it in the federal?
It has some. That was a question that was raised, and it certainly does have that. However, since it is a Second Amendment right, it's already a federal issue. And that's one of the things they're trying to drive, is that there's some latitude by the states, but the states have taken more control of the Second Amendment than what the sponsors believe they have the right to do. Seeing no other questions, everybody in favor of ratifying the resolution as presented, raise your green card. All opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay. The next one is probably the focus that everybody is interested in. There is a resolution that is being introduced on the recall election. Before I have Breck introduce her resolution, I just want to clarify that at this time, only members have voice and vote. We will, in debate, once provided, We will provide for both sides to have their time, 1 minute each person, and we will go until either we exhaust comments or there is a redundancy in comments on that side of it, so that we don't prolong this. But also, the comments need to be poignant. They need to be concerned with the resolution. So if comments start getting offline, off the resolution, I will bring it back on. So the comments and the debate is on the resolution. Other things coming into it are not appropriate unless they are directly impinging on your support or your opposition to the resolution. Any questions? Anybody have a cell? Yes, Chris.
Are guests allowed to speak on this issue or not?
At this time, they are not. We have a lot of guests, and it would be the members that are here to debate it. Unless there's a difference, but I would say that in order to go through this, that we would stay with members only. Does anybody have a cell phone with a timer that they would like to be my timer?
I can do this.
I do.
George, you do? So we're just giving each person a minute. Once you hear whatever George's alarm is, wrap it up, please, as quickly as you can so that the next person can speak. So with that, Breck, I'll let you introduce the resolution you're bringing forward.
A resolution expressing Story County Republican Central Committee's opposition to the call of the sheriff of Story County because it encompasses the principles of good government.
Compromises.
Right. It compromises the principles of good government, which supports the right of our voters to elect a sheriff of their choice, and it negates the accountability of the sheriff to the electorate, and I firmly believe that. Whereas the bylaws of Story County Republican Central Committee state that the purpose of the party is to promote sound, honest, and progressive government. Progressive, not in the way of the liberalists, though. Whereas sound government is achieved through the separation of powers with checks and balances between offices. And that's important. Whereas honest government is achieved through the election of individuals by the people, because the elected office holder is then accountable to and therefore respectful of the people. Be it resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee opposes the recall of the sheriff as constituted because it compromises the principles of sound, honest, and progressive government by not honoring the right of the voters to directly choose the person in the office of the sheriff, eliminating the sheriff's direct accountability to and consequent respect for the people by forming a county board of commissioners appointment. Be it further resolved that the Story County Republican Central Committee shall communicate and distribute the resolution as appropriate. I tried to memorize this and it was like impossible. It's even a tongue twister when you read it.
So before you go on, does anybody not have a copy of it that would like it? With that?
Yeah,
Russ would like a copy. Brett, do you have a copy?
This is my last one. Okay. The sheriff shared his copy.
With that, Breck is essentially presenting the resolution as a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. So debate would be open on the resolution as presented by Breck. You get the right of first comment if you would like, or do you reserve to come back later?
I'll come back later.
Okay. Is there someone else who would like to comment?
Voice is one.
Okay, well, I'm going to point to Cynthia. She was
I just have a question. I'm just trying to get this straight in my head. So if the recall is successful, then the commissioners pick the sheriff?
That's the understanding, and that's what's presented in the book.
Who have they chosen that would be the sheriff?
I don't believe they've chosen anything.
Who would be the sheriff?
I don't believe they have chosen anybody. Lance, would you care to comment on that?
Following the election, if there's a replacement, there'll be someone named for about 4 weeks to continue the operation of the office. And then there'll be a selection committee formed that will be of the public. And so they will, everyone that is interested will submit an application. It can be followed in the county. Those applications will be considered. That committee will then do a selection process. And then the final appointment will be done by the commissioners. And then following that, there will be an election next November, but there'll be an interim sheriff between the appointment and the sheriff and the election in November.
Right. So it does come to the commissioners, and it is the commissioners who define the process they would like to go through for this.
Now, there might be two or three, and I know that the county manager and the district attorney is now formulating the process that will be handled, but it'll be an arm's length process and a community process.
Thank you. Anyone else like to comment? Frank?
May I ask a question of our commissioner?
Sure.
Have all the commissioners signed the recall?
Ask me the question, we'll decide if it's appropriate if I may.
I would like to know if all the commissioners have signed the recall petition.
So state that once again, please.
I'd like to know if all the commissioners have signed the recall petition.
It is my information that not all of the commissioners did sign the recall petition. Two of the three.
Two of the three signed it? Thank you.
Is there a question or a comment?
Yeah, a quick. Will the voting be done with voting machines?
I believe that the voting will be done in our standard process with machines at the normal locations, and there's also early voting that will take place.
At the courthouse?
Early voting is at the Slammer at Story County Fire Station Number 4, Canyon Way. And I think
that's moved.
Pardon me? That's moved from where it typically
right,
is.
Right, right. But I don't see that it is here, that there is early voting in the Highlands. Yes, sir.
Some areas got mail out ballots that there was, they're listed on that thing.
Correct.
Somewhere.
Right. So if you're in the areas in the River District that are mail ballots, those are going out. Obviously, they've gone out already.
Yeah, the human day.
Any other questions? Anyone comments for or against? Juanita
Cox. I just kind of resent that, although it's a good process, that's what we have it for, is to recall and replace or whatever. That sounds like I'm already on the national thing. But anyway, I think that it's important that the people actually get to pick. And by doing the process of recall, then the county commissioners choose for us. And I just don't think my government can do that for me. I'd rather vote for them.
So you are in support?
I'm in support of the resolution.
Anybody who is in opposition to the resolution would like to speak? Seeing none. Anybody in support have anything significant to add from that, or should we move to voting? Oh, Breck, you get the right to make your statement. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I expressed part of it in my reading of the resolution, but I would also like to say that in making my decision on the resolution, I talked to everybody in town, the merchants in town, and they all fully anti the recall. And those are the people that see the sheriff all the time, see him regularly, on a regular basis. And they totally signed all my call, and they reaffirmed that they want to keep that sheriff. And if they have that confidence, I'm cutting against the recall. Even though our commissioner has done a lot of things for the county, but I don't think that decision on who the sheriff is should be by anybody but the people.
Anyone else have a comment? Andrew?
Andrew Pope. We have very few branches of government within the county. And the sheriff is one of those important branches. I think we need to maintain all the separation power that we have available to us, and keep the selection of the sheriff in the hands of the people through the votes of the people.
Mr. Chair, Clay. If it's all right, since it seems like, I mean, unless there's other comment, since it doesn't seem like we are overburdened time-wise, I'd like to suggest potentially opening up to visitors to have voice, if that's okay with the committee members.
Is that a motion?
Following, well, there's a motion on the floor, so I don't know what the proper...
this would be a, motion privilege to provide. So
motion of privilege.
I had one other question about the resolution.
Hold on, we got Clay going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Motion.
So yeah, I'll make a motion of privilege to open up discussion to guests who are here, provided that it stays focused on the motion on the resolution itself and meets all of the criteria as far as time frames and things that you've outlined.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor, raise your green card. All opposed? The opinion of the chair, the green cards have it. So we will open it to comments from others. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Have the Democrats or anyone else formed a resolution like this one?
Not to my knowledge. The Libertarians, maybe.
You said that plural.
I know there's more than one of me out here. I know there is.
Chris, sir.
Good evening. My name is Chris Thompson. I would just like to encourage the committee member to vote no on this resolution. And I think it's a good idea to vote no, not because you support the recall. It's clear that the committee has their minds made up, as I'm sure everybody in this room does. But I ask you to consider this. This is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. The people that are pushing the recall, the most involved folks supporting the recall, the people resourcing it, and the vast majority of the nearly 600 people that signed a petition are Republicans. They're in our party. A vote for this resolution would disenfranchise them, I believe. We've heard folks in the group say that they would change to independent. A few of them have. And even if they didn't change their voter affiliation, I think there'd be a lot of resentment towards the local Republican Party. Thank you.
Where are those 600 people?
You have to make a statement as to the resolution. We cannot have a debate questioning each other back and forth. Anyone else on the pro side? Mr. McCarty.
Yes. I think you're... I'm an independent, so don't throw rocks. I think the resolution is right on. You're disenfranchising me, so I appreciate it. I was a little puzzled, and I don't want to change the rules, but I just heard Jen say it's nonpartisan and we're disenfranchised Republicans. That sounds like a contradiction to me. So I thank you for this resolution.
Anyone else opposed that would like to comment? Ron?
I have many reasons to oppose it. I would give the sheriff an opportunity to watch that with me and talk to him. So I'm gonna keep that to myself, but I am against it, and I don't see why we're even voting on something like this. It's a nonpartisan. My name is Ron Field, sir. Okay.
Keep it, Joe. Keep it up here.
So I am against it, and that's again I would man to man with the sheriff. I think he knows why. So, and keep it at that, instead of, because mine are more personal than political or related to my wife. So, thank you, sir.
Anybody in favor? Russell?
What's in favor?
If you state your name just for as Joe's highlighted, you need to get it for the minute.
Okay, well, just to be clear, in November we have a normal term election.
of 18, of 2018. So we go through primaries in a year from now.
So 18.
Was that just clarification, or were you stating in favor?
I stated in favor of the resolution, but clarification as well.
Anybody else that opposed it would like to make a comment?
Wait, a question. I believe I just heard that there was an election in November. Was that the November of 2017?
2018.
18, ah.
Another one, statement opposed? Opposed?
No. I just wanted to make, I'm just making remarks. Remarker.
You have to be remarked to the
I'm Cynthia Kennedy, and we just had a Lincoln Day brunch not less than a month ago, and these Republicans in the county, most of the people at that brunch didn't live in this county. And this party has been active since 2007 when Juanita Cox really got the ball rolling. And we have a really nice Republican Party. Everyone's been welcome, put on a number of events. But as far as community support, we see people show up for the candidate forums. I don't know if any of you have any idea how much work those forums are for Jim and John and Larry Crater, and a lot of work. And a lot of those candidates, you'll see them at the forum, you'll never see them again. Even if they're elected, they help support their local
Cynthia,
Republican
how does that
party.
Relate to the resolution that's being
proposed? Oh, okay. So, you kind of know the people who show up and those who don't.
Any other comments? Mr. Kroenke, please.
I just want to say that this is really polarized by people in the county, and that's not a good thing. So when this is all over, whoever wins, I hope will work to try to bring the county back together, whichever side wins. So that just a comment.
That's kind of neutral comment.
Yeah.
I haven't called for neutral comments yet. Any other comments?
Sam Toll, Gold Hill. I've been in contact with the Nevada Libertarian Party, and we've drafted a similar resolution. The Libertarians are often to the right of the right and to the left of the left, and we find ourselves in the middle of a lot of interesting conversations. It's not often that the Democrats, the Republicans, and the Libertarians see eye to eye on things, but in this instance, we all have similar drafted motions that we're approving and moving forward. The Declaration of Independence states that we all enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The very next sentence refers to the consent of the governed, a just government given its authorization by the consent of the governed. This man's been given the consent of the governed twice, and we consider it very questionable that this wasn't on the regular election, because as people who are interested in taxpayer dollars, it's, of course, costing the county $25,000 to $30,000, depending on what Vanessa comes up with. So we concur with your motion, and we have a similar one of our own. Thank you.
Anyone else for or against? Anyone else want to make a neutral comment? Seeing that.
I have one comment. My comment is simply this. It was asked, why are we even considering this? And, as a local Republican Party, we have bylaws and we have a platform. We have things that we stand for. That's what we are. We're not a party like we get together and drink together. We're a party because we have similar views and ideals. And when something relates to those ideals or something that's in the platform or in our bylaws, for us not to say something about it would mean that we're not engaged in our community. And so when we look at there's one line particularly in our platform that sticks out to me and says the most effective government is government closest to the people. And I truly believe that. I believe strongly, as Andy mentioned, in the checks and balances, and it's for those reasons that I recommend that we approve this resolution. Thank you.
Any other comments? Specifically, anyone want to speak in opposition? Hearing none. Unless there's objection and we need to put it to a vote, I would like to conduct this as a ballot vote. And so, John, if you would not mind, if people can kind of keep their green cards handy, green and red, so that we know exactly who. And John will hand out the ballots. We'll give people, a quarter after. It should take more than 3 minutes to fill it out, and then we'll have John collect them again. If you need pens, we have some pens available up here. I would recommend that we just put yes or no. Yes is in favor of the resolution.
Which
no
is
in opposition.
Which is against the recall. Is that correct?
Hold on, Brett. Only people with red and green cards.
Bill was asking me a question.
Yeah, why aren't you using the red and green cards like you've done on all the other votes?
Because it's a secret ballot. So we don't need to be worried about you hating us because we've
hold on, hold on.
May I speak to that as a parliamentarian?
Okay.
Because Robert's rule says everybody gets to and so does our bylaws. Just did the same speech in the legislature.
He hasn't read yet.
Jim, what's wrong with the red and green card? You voted on the other resolution with the red and green card and all the other things.
Because this is a divisive issue and people are concerned about the perception among the body of doing it red and green.
They shouldn't vote in the first place.
Pardon me?
If they're that cowardly, they shouldn't vote in the first place.
Does that mean our elections are cowardly? And when we go to the courthouse? I think that's your opinion. Thank you.
Green cards. Everybody hold up the green card.
I'm not going to
that
green card.
Can I help?
Tom and Andrew, would you like to help John count?
Sure.
Anybody have a ballot left outstanding?
We have a gentleman
back here. I'm not able to.
Pardon
me.
We
have
it removed. We'll just pour. Anybody have a ballot outstanding yet? One up front, John.
I need a pen.
Need a pen? Stand in recess for 5 minutes and allow them to count, or maybe 3 minutes, and then I'll call everybody back once the count is finished.
So how many do you have?
I've got two in my possession at this moment. The 12-footer.
So one's going to go on the cell phone.
Right. And the other one will share between the EZ and the and out here.
Climb up the ladder on one end and then climb up the one in the middle. So when are we going to do it?
I don't know.
I won't be back.
All right, if we can come to order again.
And we have some signs in there.
The result of the vote is that we had 3 no and 21 yes. So the resolution as presented passes. Additional piece of business for approval. For the valedictorian, is that right? And so I would entertain a motion to approve the expenditure. What have we done? $1,000? Or have we done 50?
We did 1,000 last year because we had two co-valedictorians, and so this year we probably, I would say that we're going to go back to a $1,500 scholarship.
Unless someone wants to make it $1,000.
Unless someone wants to make it $1,000.
So, would you like to enter the motion?
I'd like to enter the motion to make a $1,000 scholarship for the valedictorian. I'm assuming that we're going to have one valedictorian. That was, last year was kind of weird, so usually there's just one.
There's just one.
So, we have a motion. Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, raise your green card. All opposed?
You want the green card?
We have one. The chair, the motion passes. Thank you. With that, we've exhausted our agenda.
Jim?
Yes, ma'am.
You might want to tell people who are interested how they can become something.
Yes, you know us.
Everyone knows that.
the process to become a member is participating in your precinct meeting, and from your precinct meeting, being elected to be a delegate to county Republican conventions. And then once as a delegate of county convention, you are a central committee member as a result of attending convention. There is a provision that as we have attrition through the, and it would be for a 2-year cycle, so our next county convention will be in 2018. We do have attrition through that, and so as attrition happens, if an individual would like to be appointed or elected to the Central Committee interimly, they need to attend two consecutive meetings, and on the third meeting they are eligible to be voted in as a permanent member.
Is there a requirement for a certain amount of meetings for those 2 years?
No. You have to attend, you cannot miss 3 within the 2-year period without an excuse. So travel, business, health impacts it, and you let the secretary know then that's a valid excuse. It's just being absent would not be. If you're absent 3 times, then that disqualifies you.
And we have room in almost every precinct. So people who want to be involved,
we can look at it and see. So with that, the agenda is fulfilled. If there are any announcements, the only major announcement is that we do have an election on April 11th. And obviously, if we're politically active, everybody should get out and vote. And the early voting starts on April 1st. Another announcement?
Oh, announcement. I wanted to apologize for being late. I was at the legislature and we didn't get out till after 5. And then I had trouble getting gas, but that doesn't matter. It wouldn't work. And then I got caught in the, whatever it was, the construction. Yeah.
Oh, that's
It's like, oh,
should have taken last time.
Yeah, but I
just don't work out.
I don't know. I don't know.
So with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for attending. I appreciate
Thank you, Jim.
I'll take everybody's car. Please turn into the green car to the
Good man, good to see you.
You too.
Come up and roll in the mud.
There you go.
You know,
see how nobody wants to roll in the mud with me.
No, I was going to say no. They might
bring them on.
Right, you might get a horse collar. Yeah, right up. Great turnout.
Oh yeah,
it's not bad.
That's what everybody should do.
Send those letters back. Return to send
them. Oh, well, I can't. So what I do is I put on PR when it's doing it. This one, though, I got the hand.
Right. Did
you? I went right up to him right here and said, here's your letter back. This is the biggest piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life.
So what's interesting is I didn't get one. So they went through the list and said, this guy's not on the Christmas card list.
Well, here again, I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask him why. Have you seen the letters?
I have not.
Oh,
I just heard about it. I'll see one tomorrow.
I want to know who released your copy.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting because I went to Pat Whitten. On all of those documents that are on AntonioDocs.com, and I asked for copies to corroborate what I saw, right? He told me he would not release those documents.
So I wanted to go to the district attorney. I want to know who released those documents. I want to know why they're not being trusted.
It breaches the confidence we have in our government.
What's to say that the absentee ballot that I send in isn't compromised?
That's right.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, Jerry. As far as I know,
I'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry's.
Can release that type of information.
The autopsy that has
and yeah, and also the blood. One of the things on it was a diagram of the doorway, front doorway, with the blood smears.
That's just amazing. That's just stunning. But what
so, who released the Washoe County autopsy report?
Right. And so, according to my sources, there's only two people that could have done it. One was Kinnear and one was Lansomore. Because those are the only two people that could have done it.
Jerry didn't do it.
That's unlikely that he did. He keeps it.
From what I heard, Jerry had no idea about this letter or anything else.
That's right. So yeah, curious or incurious, Dave Sam Toll, like a real pleasure.
Yeah, I'm a long time Reagan Republican.
Right? Yep. No, it's good. Good, Cynthia, how are you?
Good, we finally meet.
Yes, indeed. It's a pleasure.
A border colleague.
No, she's an Aussie.
Oh, Aussie?
We've got one about twice that.
At least once every 3 years.
Clay, thank you for giving a wild-eyed pistol waver like me a chance to say, have a voice. It's good seeing you.
Yeah.
All right.
Good reason not to.
Nope.
It's not like everyone didn't have a chance to have their say.
Right. We didn't exhaust the time effort.
Good to see you.
Yep, good seeing you.
I'm glad that you came.
Thank you.
You made great sense.
Well, you know, I think most folks here are in consensus.
Well, I hope that's a reflection of the whole county.
Right. Yeah. You know, I talk to more and more people every day and just, you know, pressing the flesh. And
all of these people.
My gosh.
I've not ran
I can't find a merchant that didn't support it.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to be kind of a window into that. How people think it's not even as many people.
Want to buy a Gary?
The vote.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you that two people that I know said that they weren't going to vote for him, they weren't going to get voted in, but they were compelled to sign the petition. And you know, I've done my share of petition requests, and my, you know, even to a person who doesn't want to sign is like, hey, give me a chance to have my day in court, so to speak, to have my voice put in front of the will of the people. Because, you know, and it was in California for different propositions. You know, even if you don't think that it's okay, let the people decide.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, too many times in our legislature, especially in California, where it's just ridiculous, the average Joe has zero voice. Zero. Right.
And then when we hand it over to, in this case, right, we're really screwing ourselves.
Well,
we're taking away our liberties.
Right, exactly right. And so, yeah, we'll see. I am cautiously optimistic. Yes, sir.
This, the more I think about it, this is a small group who have had control.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling that they're losing control and trying to show everybody they still have.
Yep.
So this isn't about it's a group that wants to show that they are still in charge.
And I think the tipping point has been reached. I think that you've got friends, you've got family, you've got coworkers, and that layer of influence is shrinking.
Well, the more developed. I mean, that's where they're cutting off their noses. And Lance is bought into it because there's got to be some quid pro quo somewhere, of course. But the more, we're going to develop and it's all gone. It's all gone once we develop.
Well, that's just it. I mean, someone told me, yeah, the reason that they're not letting any folks develop down there at TRI is because the county will turn blue.
Well, or just lose control.
Or they will lose control, right, which I think is a good thing. Because the control belongs to us.
Right.
It's our voice.
I was coming back to Carson.
Sam, it's good to talk.
I welcome that. Okay. I'm sorry, Dave. Yeah, I'm going to be with my easy up at the entrance here this weekend coming up, probably Saturday and Sunday.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the River District as well. So yeah, if you drive
by. We have a meeting if I can.
Oh, the Libertarians would love to have anyone who wants to come and chime in, kibitz, sound off, and I will definitely make sure you're part of that team.
Please,
right on. No, good. And thanks for your comments on the blog. What's really interesting about the Storyteller Online, right? I started it thinking that I would get 10 people, a dozen people a week. I'm getting 100 people a day.
Cool.
And I'm astonished.
Really?
I'm shocked. Yeah, even after I made Jim bad. Thank you, Juanita.
Thank you for all you do.
Right on.
Can someone ever tell you
everything? On Lance, did anybody ever say, and I can't find the, or I couldn't delve into it because he's my neighbor, actually.
Right.
But anyway, but I had to keep real quiet, but that other guy that was investigating it, whatever, died. And so all that information, but it was that Lance was paid $50,000 about three sessions ago for being the Story County School District lobbyist. He was not a lobbyist. There was no lobby.
Someone told me that. And was that Dale Beach that did that?
Dale Beach,
yeah,
yes.
That guy, man, he's my hero. I'm looking at that. Yeah. I'm looking at all his stuff. I'm like, man, how can I be
but
more
I
like Dale?
I was working him quietly, but I did lots of research. And anyway, just FYI.
So it was three years ago? Three
sessions ago.
So that would be 6 years ago or
crap. Yeah, I can go try to
thing.
Find it.
Here's
but
the
anyway.
Thing. The county commissioner packets all have the checks that were paid. Right? So every month.
To Washoe. Not Washoe.
Right. Well,
coming here because it's the school district. And see,
it's open record. It's public records.
I know it was supposed to be, but nobody could get that information, and I wasn't going to touch it.
Well, I got no problem having a big bullseye on my back.
Well, I usually do too, but I
have scared of nobody.
There she goes.
Good showing, Jerry. Oh, someone brought it out to you. Good night, Clay. What's that now?
I don't know if you're counting, but that drove out loud kind of eight or so houses with no on recall, and I saw one.
I didn't see one. I was looking.
Yeah, it's right over here.
Yeah, I was looking. It's starting to appear to me to... I mean, I went into it thinking he was going to lose. And I'm starting to get cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know what people are feeling up there in the North County.
Right. Me and my EZ-Up are going to go out there Saturday or Sunday. I'm not sure where. But I'm going out there. I'll just set up shop, and if people want to throw stuff or come and talk, I'll... whatever.
People are going to leave the Republican... How dare you come threaten, you know? Like... first meeting you've ever showed up at.
Right, right.
So nice to see you.
Right.
You know?
And if you do this, you're going to lose members.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that because we stood for something, right?
Right, right. And you know, the question of, hey, should we even be doing this? Well, I mean, your point was dead on. It's like, yeah, you know, there are things in our community. What we have influencing Donald Trump with postcards, I'm sorry, but that is a feel-good thing, but it has zero impact on anything. What we do here today directly affects our lives on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And that's just the way it is. And so...
Well, and I didn't even... you know, I think I'm wrong in opposition to the feeling that it's an attempt to overrule the will of the people, right? I mean, we just voted. It wasn't that long ago. And I haven't heard anything new since then. All of this stuff was thrown at him during that election cycle.
In 2014.
Right.
Right.
And so, you know, if there was something new, then you have something new to consider. There's nothing new. It means you guys failed, and now you're on the taxpayer dime.
Right.
And you want a redo.
Right.
It's
what it smells like is those bastards in California with the Cal exit. A bunch of crybaby social justice warrior. You know, and that's actually, I've got that editorial in my head,
right,
ready to put it out.
Right.
When is a principled Republican worse than a crybaby, snowflake, social justice warrior? When they try to thwart the will of the people.
Yeah, or like all those people who are trying to get the... the
I wrote a blog post about the bill that's in committee right now, trying to get Nevada to sign on to the let's jettison the Electoral College. I get into an argument with my friend. He's like, dude, that was a consolation prize in the Civil War. I'm like, no, actually, the Electoral College came out of the Convention of the Constitution. He said it got modified in the Civil War. I have to go back and do research now. But I said, look, hey, imagine playing the World Series, saying there's going to be 7 games, and whoever scores the most runs wins. Chicago Cubs would not be in the series. And I actually, right, that was my analogy in my case.
For sure.
You know, so Chicago Cubs.
The other thing is, well, how far do we want to take that? Do we eliminate the Senate? Because the Senate is patently unfair.
Right.
The whole point was to help balance it out, because the states were trying to... The uniting was for convenience and necessity.
Exactly.
Not because we all wanted one big, all-powerful government.
Exactly.
Because it was a necessity for everyone to work together.
And there are strengths in numbers in that respect for certain things. But, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's so funny because, you know, if you If you raise the electoral college, then campaigns will happen in L.A., San Francisco, yep. Portland, New York, and Florida, and maybe Ohio and Pennsylvania. That's it. Nevada,
mm-hmm.
Everyone, you know, Nebraska, Wyoming, Colorado, anybody. Get on. Adios. See
ya. Yeah. Well, guys, especially, don't count. I mean, John Rawlings.
Right. Anytime Nevada is like in the spotlight.
Right.
We almost have.
Right.
So that's the thing. It's like we don't, because we're early in the cycle,
right.
we get visits, we get campaign dollars, we get advertising dollars, we get all of that coming in, and like you said, it all goes away.
Adios. Yep. No, dude, Gary Johnson's campaign was, hey, it's a blank check. Whatever you guys need. Hey, we need some more signs. Boom, FedEx, next day. Hey, we need some more t-shirts, boxes.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And that's just real. So we need, and yeah, okay, Hillary Clinton got more votes and Donald Trump won. Yep. Al Gore got more votes, George Bush won. It's set up for a reason so that everybody gets to participate. And if otherwise, you know, again, LA, San Francisco, right. New York, Florida.
Yeah, it overweights the votes of the small states.
Right.
So there's balance between the states.
Right. Because democracy is mob rule, and we have a republic.
Well, it's the only office that does not have right? Senators, congressmen, everyone else is directly the people.
That's a good point. Okay.
And that's part of it because the president is the figurehead,
right.
The executive,
right.
And so as the executive, it's different than and it also argues for limited power in the executive,
which is out of control, baby.
They're coming around, right? It's like, wait, you're making a states' right argument?
I'm sorry. Where were you when NDAA and bombing and habeas and all? I'm sorry. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, just shut up.
It's political convenience, and it's like
unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, hey, guess what? What happens when those evil executive orders are in the hands of someone else, dude? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It could be bad.
Yeah. They're just lucky. They're basically incompetent as a politician, right?
Right.
Because
right.
Otherwise, they'd be...
Right. It would be bad news.
Yeah, it would be bad news. You know, he still kind of figures out how to do the
walk. Let's see. Twitter. I mean, it's genius. You know, I can't stand it. It makes me cringe. And yet, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Brilliant.
And it keeps him chasing. And all the time.
It's, yeah, hey, look over here while we're getting stuff done. And hey, you guys freak out over nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's you know,
he's American. There's a big mistake in my mind that he's making. When he didn't get what he wanted with health care.
Right.
He's talking about trying to work with moderate Democrats. It's like, dude, work with the Freedom Caucus.
Right.
You have majorities in both houses.
Right.
If you can put together something that the Republicans can back.
Right.
Get on board with those guys.
Figure it out, man.
Figure out how to get them on board. Be a statesman.
Right.
And, you know, that's your base. Those are your constituents right there.
Right.
And moderate Democrats will work with you out of convenience.
Or out of necessity.
Or out of necessity.
Right. Because I need to be relevant.
Right. But you're giving them that relevance, and they're going to work against your agenda.
Right.
So
they're going to water you down, man.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Anyway.
Let's keep swinging, Clay. I'll be in touch. Right on.